Here are your kicks and kisses for the week of December 6th. Hugs and kisses to Jordan at Gibson's Medical Clinic, who saw that I needed assistance, Dr. Horrigan for assessing me and Nurse Ruth Wentvill who bandaged me up and gave me the tetanus shot. Thank you all for fitting me into your busy schedule. I am on the road to a speedy recovery thanks to all of you. Kisses to the man who knocked on my car door at the traffic light at Sonco Center and Highway 101, to tell me I was driving on a flat tire. Also kisses to the Petro can attendant who helped me fill my tire because I didn't know how. We were hit fairly hard hit by the tornado. Big huge kisses to Christine at Home Hardware who not only advised and helped with cost-effective extra emergency purchases efficiently as daylight faded, but generously agreed to charge my husband's phone while I went to try and find us a hot meal. You helped to relieve the anxiety of two seniors who did not know how long they would need to manage before the power came back on. Big kisses to our wonderful community for supporting the SCHA, Hopkins Fall Bazaar and Marketplace fundraiser. We are grateful for your support and generosity. Super kisses to the volunteers at Harmony Hall. Not only are they providing us a great lunch, complete with entertainment every Saturday, but the most amazing part is that it is free. You gals in the blue aprons are the warmest and kindest ever. Thank you. Kisses to the couple on the highway near the courthouse who took the time to pull over and drag the tree off the road during the tornado day. Your selfless deed was very appreciated. Kisses to Steve Carey for cleaning up debris on a road he doesn't even live on, after the windstorm. So others could drive through. What a guy. Appreciative kisses to Caroline who kindly offered me a ride home from the ferry after I missed my Nanaimo, Langdale connection by minutes and then had to wait 3 hours for the last ferry sailing. She had been traveling all day, returning from vacation and still offered to take time out to drive me home when her ride picked her up. I did not have to wait for the midnight bus and walk home in the dark, so I am so grateful to the Sunshine Coast kindness extended to me on Sunday night. Great appreciative kisses to the Lifesay Pitch roofing team who spend all day repairing roofs in West Seashelt after heavy winds. Your speed and efficiency were noted and appreciated by us all. Email your kisses and kicks to editor@coastreporter.net. The deadline for submissions is 1 p.m. every Tuesday for a given week. Coast Reporter will run kisses and kicks entries as space permits on a first-received, first-published basis. Submissions must be accompanied by a name and phone number for confirmation by the editor. Names will not be printed in the column unless requested by the writer, for kisses only. A kick is intended to be an anonymous critique between private parties and may in no way publicly identify an individual, group or business directly or indirectly. Submissions must be no longer than 30 words. If your thanks or critique is longer, consider an ad in our classified section. The editor reserves the right to edit or refuse to run any submission.